If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56diva.com. Lower.com, equal housing lender, MLS 112-4061.
Hi, Libby. Welcome back.
Hi, Rick.
Welcome.
How are you?
Back. I'm good. I'm good. More to the point, how are you?
I'm good. I just got back to Chicago last night, so I'm very happy to be back in sweet home Chicago.
Driving from Florida? Were you in Florida?
I was in Key West, and I took four nights and just drove the whole darn way myself.
Oh, my God. You're really a tourist. Four nights? Wow. Were you coming in a car? What, were you in a covered wagon or something?
Yeah.
Libby makes yearly, and I'm ignoring that we've had COVID and all that jazz. Libby is a frequent visitor to Chicago, where she lived for many years. And you love Chicago, Libby. She's going to be at Winter's Jazz Club this Thursday. Two shows, 6:30 and 8:30. Tell me what it is, Libby. I'm not sure I've ever even asked you this question. What is it about Chicago and Chicago audiences that you admire so and enjoy so and love so?
Oh, gosh. Well, it's my first home. You know, I grew up on the South Side and then moved to Rogers Park and went to Sullivan High School and have still family here. And so, you know, it's great. When I was driving in yesterday, I was going, Hi, Lake. I'm always so happy to see the lake because that's where I learned to swim. So,
how neat.
It's my first home.
And it's always, I mean, it's an underrated, because many people don't know it. Coming into Chicago from the South is really a lovely way to enter this city, don't you think?
It really is. I always come in just to South Lakeshore Drive and it's a wonderful way to come in, you know. Might be a bit of traffic.
Yeah, exactly.
Plenty of park Saturday afternoon, but that's okay.
How long are you going to be in town? I know you're here next Thursday. You're here today, and you'll be here Thursday performing. How long do you generally stay?
Actually, I'm based here all summer.
Oh, nice.
Some gigs out in Delaware, and a gig out in New York City, and one up in Michigan, but I'm really based here all summer. So
oh, that's
I'm
great. Really you know, well, promise me then you'll come in for, now that the show is back at full strength, that you'll come in and sit here for an hour and we can really get into it. Because now you're a member, you vote in the Grammys now. When did that happen? How does that happen?
I'm a new member. It's a process where you have to have two industry peers write a letter saying that you are part of the industry, quote unquote, and that happened. And it's a new thing. So I hope to go to some events, and who knows, maybe I'll get to the Grammys next year. That would be fun.
Well, what about winning a Grammy? You deserve to win a Grammy. That's what I say. I got to become a member of this, a voting member of the Recording Academy.
Right. Some people join their, to nominate themselves for a Grammy, but that really wasn't my goal, although you would.
How was Key West over this winter? I'm sure it was warm, but
it was beautiful. I did a bunch of concerts, and Tom Vitsis, the great pianist who's with me at Winters, came down for a week, and we played three concerts down there, and it was fun, you know.
Remind me, because I know, and there may be some people who've never heard you on the show before. How did that whole Key West thing happen? How did you discover it? It's a second home to you, that's for sure.
Yeah, before I was a singer, I opened a restaurant in Rehoboth Beach, Delaware.
Yes, you did.
Called the Back Porch Cafe, which is just celebrating its 51st.
Get out of here.
Season this year, 51.
God.
I only did it 5 years and then passed it on. But
yes, but you set the foundation for success. That's what you did.
I think we were just so lucky to be in the right place at the right time. And have great, hardworking people to keep it going all these years.
Well, but 51 years, I mean, that is one of the, you think the recording business is tough. The restaurant business is equally precarious. I mean, there are graveyards filled with restaurants that didn't make it. You must be, when you go there, you must be greeted like, I don't know, like a returning conqueror or something.
The founder. I'm a founder.
How do they treat you? You got a bunch of 22-year-old wait servers.
Absolutely. No, it just, you know, I look around and I see this whole, you know, really generations of friends that have worked there. It just feels like an ultimate good. You know, the Back Porch Cafe in Rehoboth Beach, it's a wonderful place.
So because of that is why you wound up in Key West?
Oh, yes. The reason I brought that up is because people used to come in and say, oh, this place reminds us of Key West. And we had never been there, but we went the first winter and, of course, loved it and kept going back, you know.
Wow, that's great. Do you have a place there?
I do. I have a house there, and you know, there's all the crazy Duval Street, Jimmy Buffett stuff, but there's also a very interesting Key West literary seminar, and there's this whole tradition of great writers and artists, and, you know, meet people from all over the world, really.
Well, you need that kind of creative environment. You have it here. Who's playing with you at Winters on Thursday? Two shows,
yeah.
Too.
My dream quartet. I have actually three dates booked at Winters over the summer, and I've hired the same musicians because you just can't get better. It's Tom Beitzis on piano, Larry Kohut on bass, and John Deidemeyer on the drums. So, you know, if a singer has a group like that, it's just like flying.
Sure, and you're theming this. It's titled Spring Fever, Love Songs, Turn Up the Heat. You're an aficionado of the American Songbook, so you get the greatest songs ever written. And you start off on the 1st of May, which is, you know, appropriate.
Rodgers and Hart.
Yeah, Rodgers and Hart.
That's the verse to Mountain Greenery, so I thought we should play that one for sure.
I'm going to end this whole segment with Still on the Road, which I love. I love that song, too. Do you still feel, what's the, you know, I still am obsessed with what's, you know, the sort of chaos that COVID caused, and it changed many lifestyles. It wound up, you know, having a couple places closed. It's my understanding that, I don't know if you've ever played there, but Davenport on Milwaukee Avenue is changing their format from being a totally jazz place to being, you know, popular music, whatever that is. How do you find, I mean, you spend time in New York, you know New York, you know Delaware, you know Chicago, and you know Key West. Have you sensed any kind of, you know, intense change in the scene, the music scene, in those places or in general?
You know, what I feel more than anything is that there's such chaos going on right now that people need this music, you know. They appreciate it so much, and just to have an hour and 15 minutes where you can just forget the outside world and just be in this beautiful space of the music, I think we all really need it. You know, I certainly do.
Yeah, me too.
And,
that's
the reward, you know.
Me too.
You see smiles on people's faces and maybe tears.
Well, it's also, we'll talk about this. We've got to take a little break and come back. Let's take a little break, couple-minute break, come back and talk to my dear, dear friend, Libby York, about audiences, because I think people getting together is an important element of this whole healing that we're doing from COVID. We'll be right back. A few more minutes with my pal Libby York, who is going to be here Thursday, two shows, 6:30 and 8:30 at Winter's Jazz Club, just across the street here, with a really good quartet. And it's, you know, it's the music you grew up loving, and even you young people, because I know a lot of young people are going to clubs again. Do you find that, Libby? I keep hearing from these young people saying, well, you know, my rock and roll club is closed, but I've been to these jazz clubs. There's a new audience out there, I think, for you. Don't you?
You're right. I love it when a young couple will come up with, you know, kind of glowing eyes saying they've just gotten into this music and discovered how wonderful it is. And, you know, I don't approach it at all as nostalgia. We're in the moment.
No chance. I know. Yeah.
So that it to me, it feels new every time.
Sure.
It's the audience.
Well, that's one of the great gifts that you have, Libby York. The nature of performing for you has not changed, but you must, over the years, have gotten, every show's different. You know, that's one of the great things about singing a song. It's not reading lyrics, it's interpreting. And as you change, the songs change. Isn't that true, Libby?
That's very true. And I feel like I'm refining my skills as a storyteller and also as an improviser, because I'm working with these kick-ass jazz musicians.
Yeah, no, absolutely.
And I love to play with the phrasing. I'm not a big scat singer, but, you know, Sinatra was the ultimate phraser. But I can play with the phrasing with a song that I know quite well, and just it's totally different every time, which I find that very creative and fun, you know.
If you're going to be in Delaware, Libby will be there on June 22nd. If you're going to be in what's this place?
New York City.
What about Lily Mansion? What is that? Where's that?
The Lily Mansion. This is a great, beautiful B&B in Spring Lake, Michigan. And they're doing jazz on their patio. And I'll be with Randy Napoleon, who's a great guitarist who plays on my Dreamland record and is on the faculty at Michigan State. And
then you've got Winter's again in July. Go to, you know what, do yourself a favor, do me a favor, do Libby a favor, go to Libby's website. It's really easy to find. It's LibbyYork.com. You can get tickets there. You can go to winnersjazzclub.com too. I promised that I would let you hear a little more of Libby, and I will say goodbye to Libby. And Libby, give me a shout and come on over, and we'll do a whole hour. I want to know, as a new voting member of the Recording Academy, which hands out the Grammys, you obviously will have to listen to a lot more music than you might normally. Yes,
I think that's correct.
Yeah, yes. And you will have I think it'll give you a real handle on what's on, even a better handle than you might have already, on what's going on out there. And I'd love to pick your brain about that, dear. Well,
I'd love to come in and talk with
you. It'd be great. Welcome back, Libby York.